Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. Today we're joined with Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slaubaugh to talk about some of the highlights of 2018 and the potential he sees for the city of Kelowna in 2019. This is part one of a two-part interview. What do you feel like were some of the highlights for the city of Kelowna throughout 2018?
You know, I think two really kind of stand out. One being the city in 2017 took on the largest public building project in Kelowna city history, and that being the community center, where they tasked staff and with opening a $5.4 million community center. And thankfully, we were able to get that done. And then August 25th, we had an open house, and on August 27th, it opened up, and it's been kind of a whirlwind since. The YMCA has done a nice job with the facility and getting members signed up, and whether it's Kelowna residents or county residents and so forth. So I think as of yesterday, I think we were just over 1,200 members. So it's maybe surpassed some of our initial estimates that we had in that. So, you know, right off the bat, that's really where a lot of the focus of 2018's been. And, you know, it's nice to see it be as well received as it has been from both the city perspective and the Y perspective. We had a lot of effort into RAGBRAI. I think we showed the community very well. We were also able to, not having RAGBRAI come through ever through our community, it's a little bit of an unknown financially. I think some of our local businesses did well. Some of our nonprofits did well. We were able to come out on the positive end of RAGBRAI in the city coffers for probably, I'd say roughly about $3,000 that we were able to put towards the building project. And we were able to, through a partnership with CBI Bank and Trust and Hills Bank and Trust, we were also able to provide a $1,000 donation, a nonprofit here, through the Courage Ride. So that was nice to see as well. So those are kind of two of the big things that really stand out in my eyes for 2018.
And then, so obviously the YMCA is big and it's new and it's shiny, but what kind of impact have you seen on the people of Kelowna with that?
I think the biggest thing is just engagement in the facility. You know, we get the benefit of working in the building. Our city hall is adjacent to it, so it's nice to be able to, you know, kind of peek your head out, whether it's early morning or, you know, after a meeting late at night, and also use the facility as well. And it's nice to see community members and even other members within the county or other communities that are, you know, coming here and actively participating in programs, actively, you know, working on their health or, you know, just, you know, helping support their child in, you know, a healthy lifestyle. It's really been very rewarding for staff and council and the public to see. And, you know, I think it's a very functional facility. And I think there was a lot of effort through the committee to really hone in on what they wanted from it. And I think they did a very good job. And, you know, it's nice to see.
And then looking back on 2018, is there anything that you didn't quite get to or you wish you could have accomplished that you didn't quite make it?
You know, we had a couple things. We had some signage that we were hoping to get up. We'll have to do that in early 2019. We're going to redo all of our street signage, all of our directional signage throughout the community. Some other projects just kind of bumped it down, and then when we did get time, the weather wasn't conducive in ground temperature. So we'll focus on that in early 2019. We also had a couple of improvements in the park that just due to the large scale of the community center project, we had to push off until early spring. We're going to redo a concession stand in our park, and through our partnership with Bulltown Baseball, we're redoing some batting cages and actually adding two additional ones and some storage. And that we're going to do in early 2019 as well, where we kind of hoped we could sneak it in the fall, but it just didn't quite work out. Street project-wise, we have one large one that we're going to undertake. And we'll actually go to bid in early 2019, and that's C Avenue between 5th and 6th Street, kind of in front of the library there. We're going to redo some sidewalks, some infrastructure, street. And the initial thought was to have that kind of coincide with the community center and just kind of do it all at once and know that it's going to be kind of an inconvenience, but just due to some timing and the bid climate, we're pushing that off until early 2019. So a few things that, and also Ragbuy really kind of threw a wrench into it as well. So those are things that we kind of had slated for 2018, but we had to kind of push to the back burner for some other reasons.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slawbaugh to talk about some of the highlights for the city of Kelowna in 2018. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.